All right, everyone, it's Grimlord here, and are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Sagara family, remastered. You see, it says 2003 to 2022, Zix, and then Jast USA. This is a remastered version of the original that came out, 2003, which is about 20 years ago. So, yeah, let's go on ahead and get started. It's ringing. The alarm, annoyingly, noisily ringing. Ugh. I'd do anything to sleep 5 more minutes. I don't even mind selling off all my relatives. Okay, I give up. I wake up and look around my room with sleepy eyes. I think my room is so simple. It's my room. Now. I quickly jump off from my bed and change my clothes. Sniff, sniff, do I smell bad? I sweat a lot while sleeping. It was so hot last night. I'll take a shower before going to school. Wah! I go downstairs yawning. I head to the bathroom. And I open the bathroom door. The first thing that comes into my sight, the dazzling beautiful legs and nice shaped hip lines. And the next thing that comes into my sight is the thing between those legs. A brush? Huh? Where is it? She looks at where I'm staring at, then she looks up, and she looks at my crotch. She quickly turns red. I know why. Well, you know a man's nature in the morning. Morning wood. Oh, don't worry about it. It'll calm down after I pee. I explain, but I see the steam coming out from her ears. Mom, I'm in danger. You asshole! Ah! It's not a simple slap. It's unbelievably strong. I may die. I smelled something good from the kitchen on my way to the bathroom, but Yusuke, I guess you're in trouble. Maria serves me with some rice while I'm holding a wet towel on my cheek. That's probably Maria. Don't be so mad, Sanae. Maria calmly admonishes Sanae, I think it's Sanae, with a smile on her lips. She's the mother. But this idiot suddenly came in. He didn't even knock on the door. But the door wasn't locked. Are you trying to say it was my fault? You've got to be kidding me. Actually, you did it on purpose, didn't you? You're a molester, a criminal, and a pervert. Sanae is the second daughter of Maria. They must be related by blood, but why did Sanae speak like that? The relationship between me and Sanae has not been good ever since I moved into this home. Don't say that. You don't know if he did it on purpose or not. Arisa, the first daughter of Maria, reproves Sanae, but Sanae keeps glaring at me. We have a guy in this house now, so you should be aware of it, Sanae. All right, Arisa's right. I'm sorry I can't act like Arisa. I'm not saying that, right, Yusuke? Arisa smiles at me. I can see Maria in her smile. Then she tries to reach for the cup of miso soup on the table. Arisa, that's mine. Emeru, the third daughter of Maria, tells her in a soft voice. Oh, I'm sorry. Arisa quickly takes her hand back and picks up a cup of hot tea. Oh, it's hot! She drops the cup and the hot tea spreads on the dining table. Arisa, you did it again? Arisa's careless. Hearing them, Arisa becomes dejected. Okay, okay, everybody move your cups away, please. Maria shows no sign of confusion at all. She cleans up the table in a crisp manner, and our breakfast continues. I kind of understand Sanae's feelings. If I were her, I would be upset too. Roroka, the youngest daughter, says so. See, if you were in the same position as me, you would be angry. Teehee. Why don't I wait for Yusuke tomorrow morning in the unlocked bathroom naked? I almost spit out food from my mouth. She might really do it. She seems more mature than her looks, but sometimes you never know with her. By the way, Yusuke, you should be happy that you got only a slap. She could have kicked you. No, I don't do that. I don't know about that. What do you think, Emiru? Emiru has been watching TV. She doesn't seem interested in our conversation at all. Wait a minute. Was she really watching TV? Her gaze was on the TV, but it doesn't mean she was watching it. She slowly looks at us.
So?
Yeah. She said yeah, but we don't really know what she actually meant. I felt some distance from Emiru. You think I'm bad too, Emiru? No answer. She's just staring at me. By the way, what about a brush? She suddenly asked me. At first, I don't understand what she's talking about. Then I realized she's talking about the thing I saw this morning. Emiru, were you watching us this morning? She quietly nods like a puppet. Were you in the hallway? You didn't know? No, not at all, but I hesitate to say so. She doesn't show much sign of her presence. Sometimes nobody notices she's here with us at all. Oof. So, how about the brush? She asks me again. I'm at a loss for words, and the next moment I hear someone putting her dish on the table violently. Thank you for the meal. I've got to leave to catch the train. Forget about that, Emiru. Damn it, because of this idiot, my precious morning is ruined. She clicks her tongue together and leaves. Oops, I've got to go too. Oh my, already this late? Thank you for the meal, Maria. I quickly finish my breakfast and pick up my dishes to take them to the kitchen. But Maria stops me. You're welcome, and don't worry about the dishes. I want you to make yourself at home. But... Leave it. You'll be late for school. I feel bad. However, I decide to depend on her kindness this time. I think I should help her with the housework, because I'm the son of her friend. I've never been here before, and this is a lady's house. Basically, I'm a dependent on her family. After breakfast, I go to my room and pick up my school stuff. As soon as I pick them up, I open the door to leave. But then, I look back. This is my room. Finally, I feel comfortable being here. Naturally, I smile. Oh, I should hurry. Let me see. No, I don't think... The music is the same as it always is. Yep, there's really nothing you can do. It's MIDI. Oh, I should hurry. I look at my watch and run out from my room. On my way to the entrance, I walk by Sanae's room. Even though I don't have much time, I should talk to her. I better apologize to her about this morning. We're living in the same house anyway. Sanae, about this morning. That was an accident, but I think I should apologize. The thing comes into my sight. The shape of her back. Naked. Perhaps she was changing her clothes, but why is she completely naked?
Yusuke?
She slowly looks back, only turning her head, like the girl from one of those famous horror movies. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why do I get into trouble?
Yusuke?
She aggressively walks towards me, covering her breast with her hands. I freeze. You dare! Die! Whack. I'm unconscious for a moment. I guess I won't be late to school today. I'll be absent. The town lies in the gentle spring sunlight. It's spring and I... where am I? I'm completely lost. This map. Damn my dad. He gave me the map with a memo. It says, you can't make it. Dad, if you forgot the location, just say so. Dad says the family's not that close to him. I sit on the ground for a while. I'm too tired from the long trip. Why don't I check all the houses one by one? After a while, I stand up holding a pebble. Marking each house's wall by scratching with the pebble, then the last house without a mark will be the one I have to find. Hmm? I feel someone's eyes on me. It's a young girl. Well, I throw away the pebble. Weird. She murmurs and starts to walk away. I quickly talk to her. Please wait, do you know where the Sagara residence is? Maybe she knows if she's a resident of this town. She stops.
Sagara-san?
Sagara? Yes. This address is XXX.
Sagara-san?
Sagara? Teehee. She smiles bewitchingly. She'll be a beautiful woman one day. I know where the Sagara residence is. Good. I've been looking for the house, but I can't find it. Can you tell me where it is? Sure, let's go. Let's go. I'll walk with you. I'm going the same way. But she starts to walk, and then she suddenly stops and looks at me again. Her innocent look makes me calm. I'm kind of embarrassed to walk with a girl I don't know, so I don't say much, but she talks a lot. I see, you're going to attend that college. Did you pass the test to get into college the first time? Yeah. Wow, you must be smart then. I pretend I don't think so, but actually I agree with her. I studied so hard to pass the test. So are you gonna be boarding with the Sagara family? Or the Sagara family? Yeah. I see, but don't you prefer to rent somewhere and live alone? To be honest with you, I don't have much money to do it. But why do you ask? I feel like I'm talking to a kitten. Because if you live with someone, you can't bring your girlfriend around. I don't have a girlfriend, even though I want to have one. I regret what I just said. I see, you don't have a girlfriend. I see. Hey! It's because I've been so busy studying to pass the test, I don't have the time, that's all. I see, it's okay. I know you're not the type who's popular among girls. Shut up, watch your mouth. What am I saying? Then she suddenly runs into one of the house's gates. I'm not mad at you, you don't have to run away. What are you talking about? Here it is. She points at the nameplate. Sagara. Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. She points at her nose. I can kind of tell who she is by now, even though I'm not that sharp. I'm Ruruka Sagara, one of the Sagara daughters. Nice to meet you, Yusuke. She knows my name. She didn't mention it at all on her way here. I give her a wry smile. She gives me her hand to shake, I think. Oh, wow. I only met her a little while ago and she's been teasing me, but somehow I don't feel bad at all. She has a pretty face, and the way she teases me is kind of cute. It's like a game. Actually, I thought you could be one of the Sagaras. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you. Nice to meet you, Ruruka. I smile at her to show my generosity and shake her hand. I don't think it's bad to live with this pretty girl in the same house. Hmm? You're not mad at me at all. I see. She seems discouraged and goes to the entrance. I don't get it. Then someone comes out to the door. You must be tired. Nice to meet you. I'm Maria Sagara. She bows to me in the traditional Japanese manner. Ah, nice to meet you. I'm Yusuke Nanohara. Ruika, did you come home with him? Yeah, he was looking for our house, so I gave him directions. She helped me. My dad didn't give me good directions, so... I'm surprised. Maria's the mother of Ruka, but she looks so young. I heard she lost her husband a long time ago. She's a widow and a mother, but she doesn't look miserable and worn out by household chores at all. Don't you think my mom's beautiful? Well, I didn't know she looked so young. Oops, I'm sorry, Miss Sagara. I'm not looking at you in any wrong way. Don't be silly, Rorika. Mr. Nanohara, don't worry about it. She's sometimes too much. She kindly tells me. Yep, she's an adult woman. Oh, I should let you in. Come on in, I'll show you to your room later. Why don't you relax for a while? Telling me she takes my bag. She doesn't stagger, but it looks so heavy for her. Oh, I can carry my bag, don't worry. I'm okay, don't worry about me. Yusuke, why are you so nervous? Maria serves me hot tea. It pleasantly quenches my thirsty throat. So your other stuff is coming later? After a while, we kind of get used to each other. Oh, by the way, my other daughters are coming home later. Why don't you go to your room and relax for now? Your room's upstairs. Oh, I'll show you. Follow me. Ruika takes my hand. Don't rush. He's still drinking his tea. It's okay. Hurry. She's energetic. I follow Ruika. Maria gives me a bitter smile. I forget to ask her about this family. She said, daughters? Get some rest until dinner time. Ruika seems to want to talk to me more, but Maria calls her. I look around my room. It's bigger than I thought. The room's simple and has a lot of sunshine. This room's bigger than my room in my house. Let's see. I open the window and look at the town. My new life has started. Hmm? I feel something on my back. So I look back and... I forgot to close the door so I can see the other door. Someone's looking at me from the room. Silence. Hello? More silence. She's definitely looking at me, but I don't know what she thinks. Excuse me. No answer. She slowly closes her door. What was that? Was I dreaming? The door is closed now. I hear Maria's humming from the kitchen. She's cooking. At dusk, most of the neighborhood lights are on. I see Maria is busily working in the kitchen. I think this is good. Your dinner will be ready soon. Wait a little more, Yusuke. Yes, thank you. I'm starving. Well... I don't mind waiting, but what am I doing? Maria, can I help you? Don't worry, you just sit down. But I feel bad. I'm dependent on your family. I think I should do something. It's very nice, but... She shakes her finger in front of her face. And she talks to me like she would talk to a kid. You're a man. You don't have to help an old woman like me. Haven't you ever heard a man shouldn't be in the kitchen? No, I'm afraid I haven't. But, it's a good saying. Is that so? Yeah. If you help me, I'll feel bad. She kindly pushes me away. Nowadays, a lot of men are so helpful, but I think a man can be a little selfish. I see, she likes a manly man. So I've got to just wait. After a while, dinner's ready. I hear someone running down the stairs. Sorry, Mom. I thought I'd help you prepare dinner, but... It's alright, but don't run in the hallway, okay? Oh, I didn't know you were home. I thought you went out because it's been so quiet. I've been doing my homework with Emiru. That's a lie, Yusuke. I think they've been playing video games. It's not true. We've been studying, right, Emiru? Ruka talks to Emiru. Hmm? Who's Emiru? Oh. They look around and then their eyes find something. I look at where they're looking at. Someone's standing behind the door. Is she the girl I saw earlier? I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce her to you. Come here, Emiru. Yeah, it's Emiru. Remember, I was talking about him before. He's going to live with us. Yusuke Nonohara. Emiru quietly comes out. She stares at me for a while, and finally she says something. Ru. Excuse me? I'm Emiru. She probably said, I'm Emiru. Or Emiru, rather. Emiru is not a social person. I see. And the others should be coming home soon. Others? How many people live here? I'm home. Someone comes back. Someone? No, not one. Two. Oh, I didn't know he was already here. Be nice, Sanae. Nice to meet you. Is it Arisa? Arisa Sagara. How do you repeat? Can you do that? No. Arisa, is it Arisa Sagara? Mom told us about you the other day. Sanae, say hello to him.
Sagara, Sanae.
I'm Sanae Sagara. Nice to meet you anyway. Okay, now let me try it. Okay, it's Arisa. It's Arisa. Now things are clear. All girls. Arisa's the first daughter, Sanae's the second, Emiru's the third, and Rorika's the youngest. We all welcome you. Maria and four sisters? Are they all her daughters? Hot damn! I mean, I can understand Emiru and Rorika, but the other two look like her sisters. Just how old is Maria? Man, she must have really been getting busy. Arisa, hand me the soy sauce. Here you go. Why do you hand it to me? Well, because it's right in front of me. I asked Arisa to get it for me. I'm sorry. They've been living by themselves, then I suddenly show up. I kind of understand why she acts like this. So I'm trying to be nice, but Sanai doesn't accept me at all. Why are you always mean to him? Poor Yusuke. Because he bothers me. What are you looking at, Yusuke? Because you girls are all very different. What do you mean? Nothing. Sanai's totally different from the other girls. She's manly. Of course, I can't say that. But you must be happy, Yusuke. You can live with 5 women in the same house. Well, actually, I'm kind of nervous about it. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Then how come you have a big appetite? How many bowls of rice have you had so far? I think 3. That gives appetite a new meaning. I like Maria's cooking. Blech. It tastes so good. But did I eat too much? But what can I do? I'm a healthy young guy. Of course I have a big appetite. Eat what you can eat. Didn't someone say that? Alright, I'll finish eating after one more bowl of rice. You're gonna eat one more? A young boy is different from a girl. I should cook more rice from tomorrow on. What are you saying, Mom? Arisa, tell him something. Arisa? Huh? Oh, I'm impressed. Don't you feel happy when you see a healthy guy eat a lot? How can you eat like that at someone else's home? Sanai, don't be so small-minded. Sanai seems to lose the will to eat. She only keeps drinking tea. Emiro doesn't say anything. She doesn't blame me, but she doesn't look at me either. Thank you for the meal. She didn't eat much. Did I also bother her? But I'm amazed. If I could eat like him, would I become as big as Arisa? Or Arisa? Rorika, you're still in a growth phase. Don't say such a thing in front of him. Why are you upset? I'm talking about height. Oh, really? After dinner, Sanai, Emiro, and Rorika go to their rooms. Mari is cleaning up in the kitchen. Arisa stays having tea. She's looking at me sideways. I think she wants to talk to me. Ah. We both start talking at the same time. You first, Arisa. Well, I wanted to say congratulations on your passing the test to get into college. Oh, thank you very much. You must be exhausted from studying so hard. Yes, I am. I've been studying the last 6 months. I understand. Some of my students' mothers are already thinking about college for their children. Oh, are you a teacher, Arisa? Well, a little different from a teacher. I'm a nurse at a kindergarten. You're a nurse, so your students are still little.
Yeah,
Yeah, but their mothers are training them to get into a prestigious school. Yeah, leave it to the Japanese tiger moms to train their fucking toddlers to get into a prestigious school. Wow. Silence. Arisa looks at her tea as she looks for the next subject, something we could talk about. She seems uncomfortable, but I don't think she dislikes me. She's just not used to me yet. I need to figure out how to deal with Sanae and Imaru, but I think I can have a good relationship with her. So Yusuke, you're... Oh! She carelessly knocks over her teacup. The tea spreads over the table. Oops, what am I doing? Oh? She tries to wipe off the tea, but then she knocks the soy sauce bottle over. Oh no, oh! She suddenly stands up flustered and she knocks over a spice bottle on the table. The bottle breaks! What's wrong with me? Red, black, and brown. All colors, kinds of colors cover the table. Oh my, calm down, Arisa. Move the stuff off the table anyway. Maria comes out of the kitchen and quickly takes the tablecloth off without dropping anything. I'll wash it right away, then it won't stain. I'm sorry, I only wanted to wipe off the tea, but... Don't be so depressed, I'm used to it, Arisa. Used to it? Yusuke, the bath's ready. Why don't you go take a bath before anyone else uses it? Well, I'd feel bad. I'll take a bath last. Didn't I tell you? You don't have to be so modest here. Take the first bath. She talks kindly, but I can't say no to her. Okay. But where's the bathroom? This way, come with me. She starts to walk, holding the tablecloth. Then she looks back. Arisa, you can put them back on the table. Arisa's still holding her teacup, the soy sauce bottle, and the spice bottle. She seems depressed. That was a nice day today. You must be sweaty from the long walk. Take a bath and relax, okay? Do you know how to use the shower? Telling me, she puts the tablecloth in the washing machine. But the next moment, she loses her balance and... Wow! I quickly support her. Ah! I feel big, soft things in my hands. They're... I can see us in the mirror on the wall. It looks like I'm holding her. Oops, I never held a woman like this. Is she gonna scream? Then everybody will run in here and see us and they'll kick me out. I'll lose my place to stay. I'll have to quit college. Dad will never forgive me. After that, I'll go look for a nice big tree and then I'll hang myself. Goodbye, everyone. Sayonara. No! I scream at my imagination. Ah, thank you. What? Thank you for catching me, Yusuke. I could have gotten hurt. Maria casually moves away from me. She seems embarrassed. Her reaction is really attractive. Take a bath before it gets cold. Then she leaves, blushing. After my bath, I feel so good. Rurika says goodnight and leaves the living room. She's been watching TV next to me. Mari is having a drink. She drinks like a teenager behind her parents' backs. As soon as all the girls go to sleep, she calls me and gives me a drink. Wow, this is so good. What is it? I don't know. Someone gave it to me. Show me the bottle. Royal Hosho? I can't believe this. It's very expensive sake. I can't drink any more of it. It's so expensive. Don't worry. Why don't we have a party for your success?
そういうものの味を覚えていて損はないわ。
Besides, if this sake is that good, you should have it. Everybody must be asleep by now, so we whisper. Do you drink a lot?
昔はあんまり。あの人に仕込まれたのよ。
I didn't drink before, but my husband taught me how to drink. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked. I feel bad.
何にも変なことなんて。あの人が死んだのだって、もう随分と前のことだもの。
Why are you apologizing?
He
died a long time ago. It was just after I gave birth to Rurika. Thus, the fate of men, right? She starts to count the years, then she looks surprised. I can't believe it was that long ago. Rurika's nearly grown up. Was he sick? Yes, he wasn't strong. She sips her sake.She looks so sexy. I raised the four of them myself. You must have had a hard time. I don't think so. Arisa and Sanae are easygoing, and they've helped me a lot. Raising children wasn't difficult, but my neighbors. She pours more sake into her empty glass and drinks it. Yeah?
So, yo.女で一つだと周りがいろいろうるさくって。
Yeah, they've been so nosy.
あのうち、そのうち娘たちをサーカスに売るんじゃないかって噂されたり。
They said I might sell my daughters one day. Huh? That's silly. What are they talking about?
年頃に育ったら、大鍋で煮込んで処女の油を通るんじゃないかとも言われたわ。
Or when my daughters become a certain age, I may boil them to make virgin oil.If there's somewhere that has that custom, that area should be erased from the map.
そんな時だったのよ。あなたのお父様が、あのお話を持ちかけてきたのは。
I was distressed by the rumors, and then your father talked to me. My dad?
断れるはずないじゃな。女親一人で、四人も娘を抱えて。
How could I...
あの子たちのためだったら何でもするっていう私の言葉につけ込んで、あの人は。
How could I say no? I told him I'd do anything for my daughters. Then he... But my dad? What did he do to you?
あの当時は、夏でも長袖の服しか着られなかった。不思議そうなエミルに、私は何にも言えなかったっけ。
After that, I couldn't wear short-sleeved clothes for a while, even though it was a hot summer. Little Amiru asked me why, but I couldn't tell her anything about it.Mari, would you please check the train schedule right now? I have to go punish my dad. That could happen, but... Your dad didn't do anything bad, he only helped me. He said, you'd do the same for me if I were in trouble. Excuse me?Did she down the glass of sake in one gulp? Moreover, wasn't she drinking with a shot glass? Why is she holding a tumbler? She drank the sake straight. Maria, you drank most of it already. Are you trying to trick me and get me drunk? Listen to me. Let's have more. Then she collapses. Maria! She's drunk.I hear her peacefully breathing, already asleep. I don't know if her story was true, but anyway, I can tell she must have had a hard time raising all of them alone. Maria, is your room this way? I carry her and ask, but she doesn't respond. I'm kind of reticent with a warm feeling of her on my back. In the cupboard in the kitchen, huh?I have some wonderful stuff in there. You still want to drink more? You can't. Where's her room? Finally, I find a room and lay her on her bed. I smell a woman's sweet scent in her room. A double bed. She has a big bed. There are two pillows. Perhaps one hasn't been used in a long time. I feel sorry for her. It was her husband's. How does she feel when she sees the pillow? I should cover her with a blanket.I talk to myself, then she pulls my hand, strongly. Honey! Wow, wait! The next moment I feel warm. My face is buried in Maria's arms. Maria, I'm not your husband. Oh? Her lips cover mine. I taste alcohol. Wait, I've never kissed anyone before. Her tongue explores my mouth. Her warm, soft tongue entwines around mine. Wow, the stimulation's too much and it feels like torture. Ah! I forcefully move away. We're both short of breath. Mari is definitely more excited than I am. No, don't go. Please, darling. She wants her husband so badly. I'm not... You were warm. You've been away so long. I miss you so much. Don't leave me again. She talks in delirium and presses her hips against me. Touch me, honey. I... Under the dim light in her room and her sexy white skin, I'm losing myself. I've never slept with a woman. Whenever I heard about one of my classmates' experiences, I felt left out. But now I'm almost... What's wrong, honey? Are you already tired of me? I'm sad. Maria wants someone else, not me. She doesn't realize it's me. Ugh! But she looks so beautiful, I go blind. I don't know if I was expecting this, but... I move over her. And this is actually where we'll stop it. Yeah, right at the hentai. It actually took a while to get into. But if you guys want more of the Sagura Family Remastered, then let me know and we can do it. It's not that long. But hey, it just came out, so you can get it on Jest USA. And if you have the original version of the game, you got the remaster for free. So, that's pretty cool, right? And I'm glad to see this classic, and I do mean that because this shit's like almost 20 years old now. This 20-year-old game getting some, you know, remaster treatment. Like, do you like horny bunnies in the exchange games? So yeah, it's good to see this stuff coming back. Anyway, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.